Casey Abba. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. East Coast Radio. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Residents are making desperate calls for help as the violence and looting rage on.
There's been running gun battles, gunshots in the air.
South Africa in a nutshell.
You heard it right here. It is South Africa in a nutshell. And today we are joined by Leighton Beard, who is the spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Good evening.
Good evening. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's hectic, hectic times, Mr. Beard, in South Africa, right?
Yeah, please call me Leighton. No, it's absolutely hectic. I mean, I was driving home today. And I passed a couple of fuel stations on the way home, and they were absolutely packed. There were long lines, people waiting to get that little bit of benefit of the reduced fuel price before it goes up at midnight tonight. Mm. So I think a lot of people are making plans, and I think obviously, you know, people with generators, especially in this time of rolling blackouts, are trying to prepare. So I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people did a bit of a run on diesel at the same time.
So if you can explain to an average listener or a person who does not know what is going on, what could we say is the main cause for the fuel prices increasing at this rate?
Well, the only driver, in fact, at the moment, if you look at the breakdown of the increases, is international petroleum prices. It's international oil prices. That's the reason why we are seeing this increase. That, and of course, the fact that, you know, we added 75 cents back into the fuel price, that got taken off through the general fuel levy in May and June, but it's now back in July. And the other 75 cents is coming back in August. So already on the back foot before we've even started that month. But prices of oil, that's the bottom line. You know, oil is expensive. We're paying for it in rands that get converted into dollars. The rand is weak against the dollar. There's your answer. It's purely because of that.
So some people are saying, obviously, the amount of money they get paid and the amount that they spend on transportation for private vehicles and public transport is too high, so that it's becoming useless to even go to work. So what steps do you think that South Africans should take in order to be able to maintain at least some sort of standard of living in this struggling economy that we are under right now?
Yeah, firstly, let me say that this is not a problem that's unique to South Africa. We've seen the same scenario playing out across the world. Cost of living is becoming an issue everywhere. We're seeing protests, in fact, in many countries. We're seeing them in Europe. We saw yesterday again protests in the United Kingdom. There's protests happening in places like North America. You know, so this is not an issue that is affecting South Africa only. You know, people often ask me, what do we do to deal with this better? It's a really tricky question to answer. Mm. You know, one of the things people can do, of course, and you know, before I get a hate mail on postcards, minimize your vehicle usage. Now, for a lot of people, that's simply not an option. You know, people listen to this and go, you know, that's fine, but I mean, how do I get to work and back? Mm. Look, I think, you know, some of the advice that we have, and to be honest, we've spoken to our colleagues in motoring clubs and associations throughout the world. And the advice is pretty similar throughout, and that is, you know, negotiate with your employer if you are in that position. You know, see where they can assist. You know, can you work from home 3 days a week instead of five? You know, we learned through lockdown that was an option.
Yeah.
Can you carpool? Are there people in the area that you live and work, you know, live in the same place, work in the same place? If you do that, by the way, just check with your insurer first. Just let them know you're doing that. Minimize those short trips. You know, do you live, you know, close enough to a, you know, a shopping mall or to a shop where
you
normally would use your car, but now, you know, instead you might want to take a walk there. You know, that these are the types of things that people are doing. In other places in the world, obviously, there is more reliance on public transport where it's available, where it's safe, where it's affordable. We suggest people look into these options if it's going to work better for you. You know, so these are the types of things that people need to look at. I mean, very important definitely for us as the AA, look at your vehicle. Make sure your car's in a good condition. It's running optimally. The engine is in a good nick. And obviously that your tires are inflated correctly, because that is going to impact on your fuel usage. So those are some of the things. It's not going to work for everybody. You know, the bottom line is that if you are reliant on a vehicle to get to work and your expenses are becoming high, it may be time for you to relook at your budget, to scrub it and say, well, I can do without these things, but I can't do without fuel. And that's what a lot of people are also doing.
Leighton, thank you so much for your time. We hope to speak to you again soon. Okay. So when do they say this price hike is going to happen? Is it tonight?
Yeah. So the fuel price is adjusted the first Wednesday of every month. So for future reference, that's a marker. First Wednesday of every month. It happens at midnight on the Tuesday before the first Wednesday.
All right. That was Leighton Beard, who is the spokesperson for the Automobile Association. Let's get back to the music.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.